This goes to Dr. Cheryl, Cheryl Loubert, Loubert. Fax is 989-953-4801. Regarding Christine, Christine Hadley, Hadley. Date of birth, December 22nd of 1958. Dear Dr. Loubert, this is a consultation for Ms. Hadley, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine. She is wheelchair-bound and is accompanied by a PACE transportation personnel at this time. She did reside in the Lansing area, but now has moved up to the Gladwin area to live with her daughter and has got PACE for support in order to remain in the home with her daughter's assistance. There had been discussion about placing her in an assisted living home in Lansing, and she's strongly against that type of placement. She has seen Dr. Witzke for left-sided kidney stones, and she's had multiple lithotripsy procedures. The last note we had seen from Dr. Witzke was from November 2nd of 2021, and the patient had had a left renogram, and that showed that the left kidney was essentially non-functioning, functioning about 9%, where the right kidney was functioning about 94%. And she does have mild left hydronephrosis, and one kidney stone is left in the left kidney that is not obstructing urine flow at this time, and that will be monitored by Dr. Witzke. The patient denies current flank pain, no visible blood in the urine, no dizziness or syncopal episodes. She does have dyspnea on exertion, no cough or sputum production. She has recently quit cigarette smoking, and that was March of this year. She states she's occasionally had one cigarette since then, but she does not smoke more than that, and then realizes that she doesn't like the taste of the cigarettes now. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She does use oxygen, and she also has sleep apnea. She does have poor circulation in her feet. She's had studies, but has not required any stenting or surgical procedures to correct the circulatory issues. She gets some edema of her lower extremities. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has occasional urinary leakage, nocturia, 1 to 2 times per night. No cloudiness, no dysuria. She has a history of closed head injuries and seizures in 2020 also. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, congestive heart failure, angina, COPD, hyperlipidemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, depression, edema of the lower extremities, the closed head injury with seizures in 2020, osteoarthritis, obstructive sleep apnea, a small left kidney stone with left hydronephrosis, followed by Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E, obesity. Past surgical history, she has a permanent pacemaker. Her last cardiologist was from the Lansing area, and she's being referred to a new cardiologist in this area. Cholecystectomy, bilateral hip replacements, 3 lumbar laminectomies, and 1 lumbar fusion. Cardiac catheterization many years before. She's not sure if she had stent placement at that time. And multiple lithotripsies. Social history. The patient quit smoking in March of this year. She denies alcohol use. She's single and lives with her daughter. And she does use marijuana at times. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, asthma, cancer, and COPD. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. drug allergies. She's allergic to penicillin, Ultram, and Motrin. Medications, she's on albuterol per nebulizer every 6 hours as needed, Lipitor 10 milligram at bedtime, Tessalon Pearls 100 milligram 3 times a day, Symbicort 84.5, 2 inhalations twice a day, DOFETILIDE 125 microgram twice a day, Lexapro 10 milligram daily, Lasix 40 milligram twice a day, Metoprolol extended release 25 milligram daily, multivitamin daily, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram sublingual as needed for chest pain, Prilosec 20 milligram daily, Micro K 10 mil equivalent twice a day, Delta Zone is 5 milligram daily, Ribo RIV like Victor AROXABAN, which is Xarelto, that's 20 milligram once daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, Detrol extended release 4 milligram daily, Trazodone 100 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam, height is 68 inches, weight 309 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 108 over 76, pulse is 80, oxygen saturation 92% on room air. The patient is wheelchair bound, color is good, no obvious respiratory distress, she can talk without becoming short of breath. Neck is supple, no palpable nodules, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No wheezes or rails. Heart is slightly irregular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. The heart sounds are distant. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. She does have a ventral hernia that's evidenced with coughing. Extremities, she does have one to two plus edema of the lower extremities. Brisk capillary refill, it's 1 to 2 seconds, but the lower extremities are somewhat erythematous at the ankle area. Pulses are 2 plus bilaterally. No lesions, no ulcerations are noted on the feet. In lab and diagnostic studies, she had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast for kidney stone, and that was done April 23rd of 2022. She had mild to moderate left hydronephrosis. That was similar to the CAT scan of January 7th of this year, but it was markedly improved compared to the CAT scan of July 31st of last year. There's also a sizable calcifications in the lower left kidney. The largest was 13 millimeters, and a 6-millimeter calcification was also noted, but no evidence of hydronephrosis, or no evidence of further blockage of the or obstruction. And this will be watched by Dr. Witzke. And the large ventral hernia she has was present. We also have stone analysis that was done 9-3 of 2021. 70% is calcium phosphate, 20% calcium oxalate dihydrate, 10% calcium oxalate monohydrate. And most recent labs were done May 22nd, 2022. Her creatinine is 1.1, estimated GFR 50. 4:23:22, creatinine 1.2, GFR 45, 10:13:21, creatinine 1.1, GFR 50, 7:31:21, creatinine 1.1, August 14th, 2020, creatinine was 1.41 with estimated GFR of 40. Her sodium, May 22nd of this year, 141, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide is 31, calcium 9.3, albumin 3.7, hemoglobin is 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis, she's had a scant amount of blood but no protein noted, most likely secondary to the presence of kidney stones. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, secondary to recurrent left kidney stones and a non-functioning left kidney, essentially. Also hypertension and congestive heart failure. The patient should continue to have lab studies done for us every 6 months. She should follow a low oxalate diet and try to drink more water and less Pepsi, which seems to be her major and only drink. Also, lemonade would possibly help the calcium phosphate stones not reoccur. And smoking cessation was praised, and we'd hope she would not resume smoking. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.